from Toby Mac. He was our featured musical artist last month, and there he is with Get Back Up. Appropriate as you're trying to just get up, most of us, on a 39-degree windy Monday. It's the 1st of May. It's the first best 5 minutes of this fifth month of the year with Jason Kanz. Good morning.
Good morning.
You had a busy time on Saturday especially, huh?
Yeah, so, you know, the week has been building up. For those who don't know, my eldest daughter is expecting her first baby. And she had wanted a baby shower to be done at our house. So the week leading up was a lot of prep and decoration and making sure we got food and all of those sorts of things. And so Friday and Saturday were both quite busy, and had a great time. A few people here, some family and a couple of Grace's friends, and it was just really good.
Nice, nice. And yeah. Wow, today's your wife's birthday. Happy birthday to Heather.
Yeah, it was funny because I think it was yesterday Heather and I were talking, and she was looking at the Google calendar, and she said, wow, tomorrow's my birthday. And she had literally no idea that it was her birthday today. So that sort of thing happens once in a while.
Yeah.
Yes, it is
right.
Her birthday today.
Well, you have a nice message for her on Facebook. That's nice.
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I don't know what we're going to do to celebrate yet, but we'll do something at some point. So
terrific. Well, you know, that shows, that's a sign of humility, though. I mean, that other-centeredness, as the Tim Keller little powerful paperback, The Freedom of Self-Forgetfulness. She got caught up in serving and preparing for the shower and just kind of forgot about her own birthday. So,
yeah, you know, I think that's a good thing, but it can also backfire because I think there's also, sometimes we run into this where we pour so much that we forget to, it's hard to pour from an empty cup. And, you know, and so I really want to, when I'm able to take time to celebrate her as well, because she won't do that for herself.
For sure. And she leads the way in terms of animal care too, right?
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. And my wife and I experienced the Quaker Friends meeting for the first time yesterday. Valleybrook, where we attend, did not have a service because of the marathon. And so, boy, that was a great experience to meet those folks, and particularly kind of a group experience in embracing the discipline of silence. So,
yeah, it's a different, you know, for those who, you know, I think for those who have never experienced Quaker gatherings, it's very different from what one might normally encounter. And I think you had pinned it down exactly. It's that shared experience of silence.
Yeah, it was good.
Is unusual.
We are so in the culture and in the church so uncomfortable with silence. We don't want to leave room for any of it. And so when you have but I found myself the longer it went, the more I was embracing it, and I'm like, this is good. All right, we've got closing out James 3 today, verses 17 and 18.
Yeah, so it says, but the wisdom from above is first of all pure. It is also peace-loving, gentle at all times, and willing to yield to others. It is full of mercy and the fruit of good deeds. It shows no favoritism and is always sincere. And those who are peacemakers will plant seeds of peace and reap a harvest of righteousness.
All right, you got something to say about this in a pretty good-sized paragraph here in Letters to the Beloved, closing out James 3 this way. Beloved, ponder this. My wisdom is countercultural. I want you to be undiluted by worldly self-centeredness. Strive for peace in your relationships, even when it gets complicated. The world says that it's okay for you to be rough around the edges, but I want you to practice gentleness. I have made you rational and capable of reason. I want you to think carefully, knowing that my spirit dwells in you and sharpens your thought. Listen to others with interest rather than beating others down with your arguments. Build them up with gentle curiosity. When you find yourself disagreeing with others, be patient and merciful just as I am with you. Do not just pretend to love, be sincere. Do not merely pretend to be fair, judge with impartiality. You'll be amazed how much righteousness and serenity flow from your willingness to treat others with peace and gentleness.
Yeah, you know, I think that's what the call is, right? I mean, it's so easy to bring a hammer. It's much harder, I think, to bring a basin, you know, to wash others' feet and to listen and love and pay attention and be gentle than it is to beat people up. And I think James is calling us to this countercultural way.
fruit of the Spirit, there are nine of them. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness. There it is, number seven. And it can so often be overlooked, but highlighted there, and I think of the Dallas Willard book you've read, I Haven't, The Allure of Gentleness, which I think was published posthumously, right?
Yep. Such a good book. I think it's one of my favorites of his, for sure.
Interesting. All right.
Yep.
Something to champion. Mr. Rogers, Fred Rogers, was gentle.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. He's probably one of the more gentle people I can think of that has been represented in the media.
So. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jason. Happy birthday to Heather, okay? Thanks
very
a lot.
Good.
All right, pulling off a birthday wake-up call, and we've got Pam on the line in Fairchild. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you very, very much.
Your son, Cody, put us up to these shenanigans because I host the early part of this show from 5:30 to 7. My co-host, Caleb, joins in after 7, and we do birthdays around 6:20, and I promote the fact that we're willing to do birthday wake-up calls, but we don't get too many takers. But Cody's not afraid of too much, is he? So he put us up to this.
Yes, he did. Yes, he is. He's not afraid of very much. No, I was very surprised to get this phone call, that's for sure.
Yeah, right. Thank you for, it occurred to me as I was calling, back in the day of landlines, and a few people still have them, but by and large, people have their cell phones. And so maybe it's a little tougher to reach people early in the morning like this, but what time did you get up on your birthday?
Well, I was up at 4 o'clock.
Okay. Wow, you've been up early.
Yes. Well, my husband was up at 3.
Okay.
So I slept an hour later.
It almost is the life of a farmer getting up that early. So what have you been doing for the last couple hours?
Working on paperwork and stuff for my disability.
Okay. All right, so you live in Fairchild. Have you lived there a long time?
We've been here for 5 years now.
Okay. And how you liking it?
Love it. I love the country life.
So you've got, Cody is your son, so how many kids do you have total?
I have two boys.
Two Cody boys.
And Caleb.
All right, and then how many grandkids?
I have five.
Wow, that's fantastic. They're pretty special, aren't they?
Yes, they are very special.
Yeah, that's great. And so, what's Grandma got planned for her birthday today?
Well, I'm going to physical therapy here at 10 o'clock this morning. So the rest of the day, I have no idea what my husband's got planned.
Yeah, very good.
It'll be a surprise.
Yeah, absolutely. What's his name?
Michael.
Michael. Well, happy birthday, Pam. Thanks for being a good sport and going on the radio today. Tell us, do you have anything, any kind of a fun story to share about Cody that comes to mind? Or just about him in general?
Cody is a very loving, great father to his mm-hmm. children and a great husband to his wife. And he's a blessing.
He's a blessing, yeah. Well, blessing you with a birthday wake-up call on WWIB. And he, he specifically said, I encourage that you give her a birthday wake-up call, and on my behalf, invite her to listen to WWIB to remind her that she, like me, can be very much part of the WIB family. So if you're not already, Pam, a listener to WIB, tune us in at 103.7 FM or the live stream at WWIB.com, okay?
All righty, we'll do that.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much, and you have a blessed day.
You too. There you go. That's what a birthday wake-up call is like here on the WIB Wake-Up Show on WWIB. Hey, coming off Single Mom Saturday, a song that really stayed with me. I didn't get to go last year, but I was there this year. Bloomer and the Micon and Crossroads Church. Didn't make it back to Bloomer for the closing surprise gift for the moms. But this song from Brandon Heath kind of stood out to me. I was reading over the lyrics and even praying them last night.
Broken sky, traced out by the city lights. My world from a mile high. Best seat in the house tonight. Touchdown in the cold black top. Hold on for the sudden stop. Breathe in the familiar shock of confusion and chaos. All those people going somewhere. Why have I never cared? Give me your eyes. for just 1 second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see.
It would wake up show, Single Mom Saturday. It happened this past Saturday. And again, as we've said before and will continue to say on social media and otherwise, thank you to you great WIB listeners for joining with us the week that we raised the funds beyond what our wonderful sponsors had done initially. And so for me, I had not been there a year ago. But after hearing your report, Caleb, from last year, I'm like, I'm not missing out this year. So I was there at Bloomer Tire Center, Micon, later at Crossroads. I did not make the journey back to Bloomer Tire Center, and Caleb can give us the full report on that. And, you know, I think beforehand, I thought, you know, this is the gospel being lived out, which is what we're supposed to do. But then to participate in and see it, you experience it firsthand. But the thing that maybe ended up striking me, the smiles, a little girl getting a wonderful penguin balloon from Kevin, and he is the best.
He is incredible.
He is the best. I mean, he's unbelievable, right? Everybody got, I mean, the moms, the kids, like nobody left there without a balloon. The one he gave you was fantastic. And so just seeing her smile, it just lit up like the sun. And so that was impactful. And later for me, helping out at just kind of this, doing whatever I could, and there was two different bouncy houses, and one was particularly for toddlers. And I told Mark from Rock and Roll to Go Plus, all right, I'll work this. And Mikey. Mikey's ready to play, you know, four-year-old football. I mean, he's solid. And he was just having the best time in that bouncy house. And I don't know, I just saw, it wasn't just the gospel being lived out, but it was also on the receiving end. And that's why earlier I played Brandon Heath's Give Me Your Eyes, because that's the song that's kind of stirred up in me out of that whole experience.
Yeah, and just a kind of a brief recap. Again, we've tried to pack all of this into about 5 hours, but had the moms and their children meet us at Bloomer Tire Center. And so Kevin's juggling in balloons was there creating, again, it's more than just balloon animals. It's balloon creations. Pretty much anything they think up, he can make. We had donuts generously given by Donut Sam's. And I think that was just such a great thing is, you know, everybody's kind of bleary-eyed, sleeping on a Saturday morning. Where are we being dragged to with these kids? And Kevin just sets children at ease.
Oh, yeah. And he's so good.
So just what a blessing it was to be able to have him with us at the beginning of the day. And then from there, Julie Ray was our wonderful driver from Cobus and Buses and brought everybody on that coach bus down to Micon Cinemas, where Mike and Connie opened up early, especially on a Saturday morning, so that we could have a special showing of Mario. Again, the big box office smash hit. And you mentioned this before, too, and I kept thinking about it. For those kids to be able to go back to school, a lot of these kids are in really tough situations and say, I saw that movie, that movie that everybody's talking about. I saw it, too. And just for them to be able to be included in that way, too. And Mike and Connie gave everybody pop and popcorn and candy, and they got to sit in those recliner seats. And so just I think the movie was a huge highlight. And then, you know, bust everybody over to Crossroads Church, who so graciously opened up their facility and gymnasium for us again, too. Had that huge Spider-Man obstacle course that the kids ran through again and again. You mentioned the toddler bounce house as well, too. So the kids are there. I mean, are just running and running and running. You just see them with, you know, rosy, flushed cheeks and so many smiles. And then we also had set up there, the Tasty Trolley was there. And so everything completely taken care of. So anything they wanted to eat or drink from the Tasty Trolley, it's on us. It's taken care of. And just get whatever you want. And so that was really cool to see. Because, again, some of these families are coming from some really tough things. So to just say and joy, and for the moms to be able to see their kids doing things that they might not always be able to afford to do, was really, really neat. And Joseph's Cheesecakes brought in two huge boxes of the cheesecake cupcakes for everyone. And I know those were a hit too. Nick, Chef Nick, thank you so much for that. And so, I mean, just good food and fun. I mean, the time went by just in a snap because there was so much. But then we had those gift bags, and they were all in Ace Hardware, and Menominee gave coolers for every single family. And there were items donated for kind of picnics and glow sticks in there and balls and books and DVDs and CDs and then lots of food coupons. And I won't try and name everybody who gave to these. We did that on Facebook, but just so many items, including every mom receiving $250 in Quick Trip gas cards as well. Some from Quick Trip, some from our friend Stelter Incorporated.
I was with one mom as she was going through the gift cards, and as she realized that, I was like, is that going to help? She's like, oh, yeah. I mean, it was just really something.
Yeah, and something, again, things that are fun for them but practical for the kids. The Mason Company Shoes and Clothing Outlet Store is giving every single family shoes, the moms and the kids as well too. I mean,
fantastic. That's,
you know, a couple thousand dollars worth of shoes, and
yeah,
you know, so all those in the gift, I guess, gift coolers, gift bags, and gift coolers, and so just so many different things that we were able to just gift them. And I think some of the most important things happen then as the kids are playing, and Michelle and Betsy and Amy from Apple was there, and Greg Stewart was there, and Carol and Terry, and you were there as mm-hmm. well too, and Kristen, just being able to sit down with the moms, go through some of these gifts with them, but just to have conversations, mm-hmm. conversations over food. And I think sometimes single parents feel so, so alone and isolated, like there's no one who cares, no one to talk to. And I think I heard from several people, including some conversations I had myself, where I think some of these moms open up about things that they hadn't opened up about to anybody for a long time, just because, you know, this is somebody who loves me and my children, somebody that I can trust just to listen, not saying, will you solve this issue or that, but someone who will just listen.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was so, so important. And so, I mean, again, it's just frenetic, you know, just so many things going on. And then to be able to, you know, pack everybody up and go back to Bloomer Tire Center at the end. And I think I mentioned in an email to all of you who volunteered, there were so many things behind the scenes that didn't go as planned. Last mm-hmm. year went about perfectly, to be honest. This year, there was just so, so many different things, Havel, that it's just mm-hmm. like, that isn't working, you know, and just a lot of different things just swirling around in my head. It's just kind of like, I'm trying to keep this group together and lead the way for what we want to do today, but there's so much stress that I'm like a ball of stress inside. And I think what God kind of pushed on me afterward, too, is he's like, maybe I gave you just a little glimpse into what it's like for these moms day after day when they're trying to hold it together for their kids and be mom and dad for these little ones that they love so much, and they're holding so much in and holding it in and holding it in. And he said, what I gave you the opportunity to do today is to come alongside them and step under that burden with them and just carry it, even if it's just for a Saturday morning, to help carry that burden for a day.
That's why they say being a single parent is the toughest job in the world.
And then at the end of the day, when we could tell them what our sponsors and what you all did, to say there are people that you've never met, that you never will meet, who love you and want you to walk away from here knowing that you are loved, that this car repair fund, $23,700, a credit for $2,370 for each of you here at Bloomer Tire Center, is here to remind you that every time something comes up that's going to cause stress, that's going to cause worry, anxiety, when you can remember, oh, that's taken care of. It's so you'll know again and again and again that you're loved.
What were the reactions like to that?
I mean, I'm breaking down like I was there too. Havel's, handing me a lot of Kleenexes a lot too. But again, it was a quiet moment.
Mm.
And a beautiful moment, I think, with a lot of tears too. But to just say, you are loved,
mm.
you are loved, you are loved. That's what we want this all to be about. Love with no strings attached, to say we have been so incredibly loved by Jesus Christ. We can't do anything but love wildly, love with purpose, love with passion. And that's what I believe, Lord willing, was accomplished in that day. And we thank you We thank you for being the hands and feet of Jesus.
All right, the Web Wake Up Show, WWIB, Make Us Laugh Monday. So somehow I left my phone at home. It's got a joke that my coworker Al messaged me over the weekend. Al, it's going to have to wait till next week. And I've, another category, like my yellow pad, I save notes. So I'm going with fish puns today. Here we go, the first of three. An octopus is always ready for war because they're well armed.
There you go. All right, Make Us Laugh Monday on the Web Wake Up Show. What do I have here? How about this? Havel, what do you call someone who gets mad when they don't have any bread?
What?
Lactose intolerant.
Okay. Very good. Caleb, why did the fish go to the optometrist?
I'm not sure.
Because she was having trouble seeing.
All right, here we go. Let me look through my list here. What kind of shoes do gophers wear? What kind of shoes do gophers wear?
What kind?
Woodchucks. I don't know.
All right. My last one, you know, I've been telling so many fish puns, I think I'm going to scale back.
That's actually my favorite. That's good. And one more for me on this Make Us Laugh Monday. We know you can do better. 715-396-1670. Did you know in King Arthur's time, one of the knights of the round table worked for one of the big cell phone companies?
Really?
Yeah, his name was Surcharge.
Yes, we don't like those. Not too popular.
Oh, goodness. Make Us Laugh Monday on the Web Wake Up Show. We would love to hear your jokes as well.
Well, it's the month of May. It's the fifth month of 2023. And so we want to take a moment to just kind of tell you what's being commemorated this month.
Yes, for instance, May is National Chocolate Custard Month.
That sounds delicious.
I bet Culver's can hook you up with that.
I'm thinking Culver's. It's also Barbecue Month.
Yes, enjoy both. Why not? Clean Air Month in May as well.
This is the month to get caught reading.
I feel like every month is good for that, but sure, do it in May. Mental Health Month, very important as well in May.
I was just, Governor Evers used his Democratic radio address this weekend to talk about that and an initiative he's making. And particularly, let me just pause and say, our kids were really hit hard by the pandemic and such, and it really impacted their mental health. So, please do note that this month. It's also hamburger month.
It's salsa month as well. I mean, we've got barbecue, chocolate custard, hamburger, salsa. Sounds like a great picnic to me.
You got to love May, right?
Right.
May's fantastic. It is bike month.
It is motorcycle awareness month as well. So, again, those vehicles on two wheels, make sure you're mindful of those.
For sure. It is women's healthcare month.
It is older Americans month here in May.
In fact, with all these good things, it is National Smile Month.
A lot to make you smile. National Egg Month in May. Let's hope the prices go down.
How about we take Egg Month and put it with Salad Month and make egg salad? But it's
actually
National Salad Month.
It is also, finally, and I love this one, National Strawberry Month.
But the picking really gets good in June.
For sure. All right.
That's good.
That's what it is here in May. There's lots of things to commemorate. Celebrate as best you can.